listening to Ask Me Another, NPR show for people who have multiple dictionaries, you know, just in case there's a word emergency. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our resident puzzle expert, John Chinesky.
Hello. Hello, Ophira. Hi. I have six dictionaries.
You have six?
Yes, I do.
Oh, so just four more till the complete collection.
Well, one more for every day of the week, yes. And then maybe one for every month. I'm getting there.
I like the idea of one dictionary per month. All the different Webster's is December.
Right, I got the NI2, I got the 10C, I got all of them.
Wow, I didn't even know what you're saying
there's
anymore.
There's things, yeah, there's okay. Codes. Special puzzle guide dictionary codes, yeah.
Codes for special puzzle guys. Wow, those are things I'll never need to know.
No.
Let's welcome our next two contestants on Ask Me Another. We have Malia Jackson and Adam Okrasinski. Welcome, contestants.
Hello.
Hi. So, Malia, you co-write crossword puzzles?
Yes, with my husband.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get into fights and it's passive-aggressive through the crossword puzzles? You're like, check out the answer to B4.
Not so much. We have our different strengths and weaknesses.
And Adam, you work in social media, which is great.
I do.
I love that because that's sort of like being paid to just Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that you just agreed with that, by
the
way. And I'm told from a little research that you once lived, I found this fascinating, on a Navajo reservation. Is that true? In middle school.
That's true.
Where was this?
Well, my mom was a reporter for Court TV, and then Court TV got bought and changed into what it is now, which is like reruns of basketball games, True TV.
Right.
But so she was looking for a job and found a job as a lawyer on the Navajo reservation.
Did you learn the language?
Actually, oddly enough, one of my required courses in junior high school was Navajo language.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you give us anything?
Ya te ea, Adam Okrasinski yeneshie, dine bazad wo hoosh a. And that would basically be saying, like, my name is Adam Okrasinski and I'm learning to speak Navajo. And then...
Yeah, that's impressive.
And then generally I would go on from there to tell you about my clan history. Which,
oh, yeah.
For me, would be explaining that all four of my clans are clan of white people.
Ah, the clan of white people. All right, well, that might come in handy with this game. Because this game is called Doctor Who. John, is this some sort of Doctor Sci-Fi Who television show that you love from the past?
Unfortunately, no. I do want to be the next companion. Anybody else want to be the next companion? A few other people. No, this game, do you remember the TV, you know the TV show Scrubs? On that show, the main character wrote a screenplay about a Dr. Acula, who was secretly a vampire. Of course, Dr. Acula is really Dracula. Yeah, you get it. In this game, we're looking for nicknames for doctors that are also other words. For example, if I said my doctor collects pens and also the pigments used in pens, her nickname might be Dr. what, Ophira?
It's Dr. Ink.
Dr. Ink, right. Which is also the word drink.
Drink.
Right. My doctor is a part-time bartender. Right.
as they should be.
Of course.
Yes. Malia, you look ready. Adam, all good?
Yeah.
You understand? Excellent. Take it away, John.
Good. I know a doctor who loves to go sailing, but he always sits in the back part of the boat. They don't call him Dr. Four. They call him... Malia?
Dr. Aft.
Dr. Aft. Very good. Yeah. Say again, and the whole word is?
The whole word is draft.
Draft, yes. Nice going. I would not want to see this doctor, who is quite clumsy and always dropping things. He got his nickname from what he often says when he does drop things. Dr. Malia?
Dr. Oops.
Dr. Oops. Very good. And the whole word is?
Droops.
Droops. Very nice. Ironically, this doctor is herself often quite sick. She doesn't feel very well. Dr. Madam?
Dr. Ill.
Dr. Ill, yes.
Ill.
And the whole word is?
Drill.
Drill is right. This doctor never rents anything. Cars, apartments. He insists on having the deed. Malia?
Dr. Own.
Dr. Own, yes. And the whole word is?
Drown.
Drown, yeah. Very good.
Wow.
All right, let me see if I can give you guys a little something. A little something here. This doctor has quite a successful sideline handcrafting leather goods like belts. Yes, Malia.
Malia doesn't even need the hint.
Dr. All.
Dr. All, right.
Drawl.
And the whole word is?
It's a crossword word. Drawl.
Yeah, she talks with a southern accent. Yeah, she does. Very nice.
Did you get a copy of our script beforehand,
Malia?
I
didn't. I'm really
this
caffeinated.
This is what I get for competing against a crossword puzzle writer.
I know. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Adam's on the board. Adam's on the board. Here's our last one. This doctor is always getting mistaken for a rock star. He looks a lot like the lead guitarist for U2. Malia?
Dr. Edge.
Dr. Edge, yes. And the whole word is?
Dredge.
Dredge, like we do to the Gowanus Canal, yes.
Wow, congratulations, Malia. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Adam, I don't know how to thank you enough. Great contestants. Well done, John. That was a very hard, hard word game.
And a word game person just happened to win.
I know.
What are the chances?
Well done. Thank you. All right, John, you're up. Can you give our audience another clue as to who our mystery guest is?
Oh, sure. Our guest's initials remind me of a candy that melts in your mouth. But she's an author and a blogger, not a rapper.
Smarties.
Smarties, yes.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Yes.
All right, well, we get to find out very soon. So exciting.